Fortunately, the state of your being just happened not to be the real, original you, and so it had the reverse effect. Instead of trapping you, it liberated you from your transitory state. This happened through sheer good luck. The defilement, however, remains inside you, and at some point, you will have to rid yourself of it. This is something that I cannot do for you. I cannot even tell you how to do it. You will have to discover the method for yourself and do it by yourself. My sister then gave me my new name, Krita Kano, newly reborn. I needed a new name, she said. I liked it from the start. Malta Kano then began to use me as a spiritual medium. Under her guidance, I learned more and more how to control my new self and how to divide the flesh from the spirit. Finally, for the first time in my life, I became capable of living with a sense of peace. Of course, my true self was still something that lay beyond my grasp. I was still lacking too much for that to happen. But now, in Malta Kano, I had a companion by my side, someone I could depend upon, someone who understood me and accepted me. She became my guide and my protector.
But then you met Noboru Wataya again, didn't you? Krita Kano nodded.
That is true,
she said.
I did meet Noboru Wataya again. It happened early in March of this year. More than 5 years had passed since I had been taken by him and undergone my transformation and begun to work with Malta Kano. We came face to face again when he visited our home to see Malta. We did not speak to each other. I merely caught a glimpse of him in the hallway. But one glimpse was all it took to freeze me in my tracks, as if I had been struck by lightning. It was that man. The last man to buy me. I called Malta Kano aside and told her that he was the man who had defiled me. Fine, she said. Just leave everything to me. Don't worry. You keep out of sight. Make sure he doesn't see you. I did as I was told, which is why I do not know what he and Malta Kano discussed.
What could Noboru Wataya have possibly wanted from Malta Kano? Krita Kano shook her head.
I am sorry, Mr. Okada. I have no idea.
People come to your house because they want something. Isn't that usually the case?
Yes, it is.
What kinds of things do they come for?
All kinds of things.
But what kinds of things? Can you give me an example? Krita Kano bit her lip for a moment.
Lost things. Their destinies. The future. Everything.
And you two know about those things?
We do. Not absolutely everything, but most of the answers are in here,
said Krita Kano, pointing at her temple.
You just have to go inside.
Like going down into a well?
Yes, like that.
I put my elbows on the table and took a long, deep breath. Now, if you don't mind, there's something I'd like you to tell me. You showed up in my dreams a few times. You did this consciously. You willed it to happen. Am I right?
Yes, you are right,
said Krita Kano.
It was an act of will. I entered your consciousness and joined my body with yours.
You can do things like that?
Yes, I can. That is one of my functions.
You and I joined our bodies together in my mind. When I heard myself speaking these words, I felt as if I had just hung a bold, surrealistic painting on a white wall, and then, as if looking at the painting from a distance to make sure it was not hanging crooked, I said the words again. You and I joined our bodies together in my mind. But I never asked you two for anything. It never even crossed my mind to find out anything from you. Right? So why did you take it upon yourself to do such a thing?
Because I was ordered to by Malta Kano.
Meaning that Malta Kano used you as a medium to hunt around inside my mind? What was she looking for? Answers for Noboru Wataya or for Kumiko? Krita Kano said nothing for a time. She seemed confused.
I don't really know,
she said.
I was not given detailed information. That way I can function more spontaneously as a medium.